The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Owen Sheehan of After Ball is with us. Morning, Owen.
Morning, Jonathan.
The US Open should be the biggest golfing event in the world at any one time. But then we have LIV. I called it LIV earlier, such as my level of ignorance of this terrible event. Is it cannibalising it a little bit, or is everyone really just not interested in going with the US Open?
It's not really. Like, I guess we've got the LIV golfers playing at the US Open this week, which has definitely added a bit of a different dynamic to it. We don't know what will happen for the next few majors, whether or not LIV golfers will be allowed to compete at the Open, next year's Masters, but for now they are playing, and it definitely adds to a little bit of a different atmosphere. First of all, to Brookline, there's been a few heckles thrown at the likes of Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. What would be very interesting though is if Dustin Johnson is in contention on Sunday. He is the best of the renegade golfers. When you look at that leaderboard, he's just a few shots off the lead. I'm not sure is it acceptable to say this, but I think it would be very interesting actually if he was in the mix on the final day, to see how that crowd would react, especially if, for example, it was DJ against Rory McIlroy, who has been very vocal in his opposition to the LIV Tour. Maybe I'm just hungry for a bit of drama on the final day, but I think that could add a different dynamic to things.
I mean, there's talk as well. John Rahm was talking about the Ryder Cup and the impact that LIV could have on the Ryder Cup. I mean, there's a real chance that we might lose some decent players as a result of this, and the Ryder Cup has lessened.
I think there's already a few decent players who have gone. I think that it's pretty easy to, you know, point towards Phil Mickelson and even the likes of Graham McDowell and say that, you know, their best days are behind them. But there are some players who are close to or at their peak who've gone over. Like, and I think Dustin Johnson is a perfect example of that. And is this going to be a situation that there will be a trickle of more golfers going? Could we potentially have a dam bursting situation when people stop talking about this? Because that will happen. The story will fade away into the background at one stage or another, and there will be some golfers who will feel that the money is just too good to turn down. Like Charles Schwartzel, winning $4.7 million in one weekend. Last weekend was just absolutely astonishing numbers.
Yeah, but it was terrible golf. It just, anyone who watched it, and my brother is a golf fan and I'm not, he just said he couldn't make head nor tail of it.
Yeah, and I hope that terrible golf is the thing that keeps a lot of the golfers in the PGA Tour, but I think that money has already spoken quite a bit, and the temperature, I feel, is at its maximum when it comes to the controversial bit of this. I think, like, you know well that when you have these conversations, they fade away into the background over a period of time. It will be, how do I say this, maybe more acceptable for golfers, or they will get less criticism if they join in a little while. I'm not hopeful, let's just put it that way, about where golf is going over the next little while. I would be particularly worried about the future of the European Tour or the DP World Tour, to put it that way, because those golfers are certainly not of a high enough profile or not earning enough money for them to be able to turn away the LIV money so easily.
Well, Rory is doing well, though. He set the pace at the US Open. Actually, let's talk about the actual golf now. So he's on the back of his Canadian win. He's in good form. Could it be his year?
Absolutely, and he's got two top 10 finishes in the two majors so far this year as well. So he's one stroke off the lead at the moment. Adam Hadwin of Canada is the first round leader. There are a number of golfers who are off Broadway, I think it's fair to say, who were in that mix near the top of the leaderboard.
You always bring in the show tunes, don't you? It's amazing. I mean, you always work it in.
Absolutely. speaking of those show tuners, Callum Tarran is world number 445. He's from England. He is level with Rory McIlroy in second place at the moment on 3 under par. It's not exactly high profile names around Rory at the moment, but just a couple of strokes back, you've got John Rahm, you've got Colin Morikawa. As I said, you've got the likes of Dustin Johnson in the mix as well. So it should heat up nicely over the course of the next couple of days. When it comes to the Irish golfers, Seamus Power is 1 over par at the moment, and Shane Lowry is 2 over par. The leaderboard, or the leader, just to remind you, is 4 under par. So there is a cluster of many, many golfers, and we will know a lot more come the end of today's play as to who will be in the mix come Sunday night.
Big games in the hurling championship. I mean, the quarterfinals are on paper should be absolutely brilliant matches. Galway against Cork at 1:45 tomorrow, and Clare against Wexford at 3:45. I think all these matches are in Thurles, aren't they?
They are. It's a doubleheader in Thurles tomorrow afternoon, and it should be an absolute cracker over the couple of hours. Because while you've got, I guess, a Clare versus Wexford game in the second game, which suppose, is one team who are in form against another team who've had many questions asked. You just never know about a team who've been beaten in a provincial final about how well they're able to get back on track. With Clare, the question might be, is their game so well suited to Limerick, and is there a possibility for them to potentially get caught by a team who aren't Limerick over the next little while? You would still make Clare very heavy favourites for that game, but there's enough question marks about that for that to be very, very exciting. And Galway versus Cork in the curtain raiser tomorrow doesn't really need much dressing up around it. The big thing this week, Jonathan, has been around the suspensions being lifted for basically all the players who tried to get their suspensions lifted. It really benefits Clare. Peter Duggan and Rory Hayes have got off as well as Keenan Fahey of Galway because of a procedural issue in relation to the ban handed down by the CCCC. Basically, the meeting took place on Teams and it should have taken place in person. And those bans, that there was controversy around them being handed down because it felt like maybe the Sunday game had an influence on the ban being handed down. They certainly analysed it and they subsequently got banned. However, they did deserve the bans when you look at the specific incidents that did take place. So yeah, Plenty of controversy going into the quarterfinals.
Never mind that. Call Galway Cork, will you?
Galway, just.
And never liked you. Typical Kerry fella, coming in here, ruining my weekend before it even begins. Owen Sheehan, lots to talk about on Off the Ball over the course of the weekend. Thanks very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.